After two modestly selling albums, the stage was set for a breakthrough for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with their third album, Damn the Torpedoes, released on this date, October 19th, 1979. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless.
Recording three albums in 3 years was a challenge for Tom Petty, but Damn the Torpedoes would prove to be the most difficult with all the behind-the-scenes drama with his record company. His original contract was with ABC Records, a company sold to MCA. He argued that his contract could not be assigned to another company and was voided. MCA sued him for breach of contract, and he declared bankruptcy as a tactic to end the contract. Cooler heads would prevail, and he would sign a new contract with an MCA subsidiary, and from late 1978 to early 1979, the band recorded the album at Los Angeles' legendary Sound City Studios. The name of the album came from the expression "Damn the Torpedoes, full speed ahead," and it was a mantra that the band would use. Hiring a new producer, Jimmy Iovine, the album explodes immediately with Refugee, with clean production not heard on the earlier two albums. Based on the strength of the first single and their first top 10 hit, Don't Do Me Like That, the album would quickly reach number two and stay there for 7 weeks. The album would set up success for the Heartbreakers for the next decade. Their next three albums would all go top 10 and spawn a string of top 40 hits. Besides the 1993 Greatest Hits collection, it remains the band's best-selling album, being certified triple platinum. The album that would finally make Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers superstars, Damn the Torpedoes, released on this date, October 19th, 1979, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.